You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Before we bring you your local news, we would like to offer a moment of silence for the 2,977 victims of the 9/11 attacks 24 years ago. Thank you. And now, on to your news. Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Maxine and Kelly about the Butternut Village Fest that's coming up this weekend.
This is really, you know, basically a customer appreciation sort of event. It's not a fundraiser. It's basically intended just to thank the community for all their support because, you know, you support us. And so it's a potluck, so please bring a dish to pass. I did have a guy call me yesterday, and he asked about
it.
And he said, how many people usually attend this? And I'm like, well, you know, anywhere between 70 and 100. And he's like, oh, I can't make a dish for that many. I'm like, no. We are not expecting you to feed 100 people.
Everybody.
That would be silly. No, just, you know, and our goal with this was to get people to go into your grandma or your mother's or your grandfather, grandmother's. I'm not being sexist here. Look at their cookbooks and see if there are old recipes that you loved as a child or grandchild and you'd like to redo those.
This is taking place Saturday, September 13th from 4 to 7 p.m. over at the Butternut Village Pavilion on Michigan Street and is completely handicap accessible. However, the Butternut Area Historical Society would like to note that if you are having a good time when 7 p.m. rolls around, they're not going to kick you out. There's also going to be live music by George Faltinowski on accordion and Johnny Lynch on drums. Beer and wine are available for purchase, but outside of those purchases, this event is free. So please come on down and enjoy community fellowship and abroad. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, September 13th, from 4 to 7 p.m., over at the Butternut Village Pavilion on Michigan Street. Another Democrat is running for Congress in the 8th Congressional District. Lisa Hale has more.
Rick Crossan of Green Bay is a former school board member.
I've got a lot of people who I have to convince that I am the best candidate for all of the 8th Congressional District, not just the Democratic Party, not just the ambivalent people in the middle, but for the entire population of people who reside in this district.
While Crossan says he's very concerned with national events, his primary interest is the 8th Congressional District, with issues like poverty, immigration, affordable housing, mental health issues, environmental concerns, and health care.
Medicaid, medical issues, Medicare. This so-called Big Beautiful Bill has the potential of kicking about 270,000 Wisconsinites off the program.
Crossan's not the only Democrat running for the 8th Congressional District. Mark Scheffler, a retired businessman from Appleton, will run against him in the primary in August of 2026. The winner of that primary will take on incumbent Tony Weed.
Summer may be winding down, but we are not yet free from the threat of mosquitoes. The first case of human West Nile virus has been discovered in Wood County in central Wisconsin. People contract West Nile virus through bites from infected mosquitoes. It is not spread from person to person. According to the health department, mosquitoes get the virus from feeding on infected birds. Concerns for the virus will decrease as we head into fall. And once we get a hard frost, which is temperatures reaching below 28 degrees for at least 4 consecutive hours, mosquitoes' activity will end. Until then, always have your bug spray near you. And remember to stay away from the areas that mosquitoes like to frequent, even though that's easier said than done since it seems they like to be everywhere. Fall is in the air, and Catkins would like to remind you that that means it's time to sign up for the annual Pause for a Cause fundraiser walk. This is the 9th year hosting this very fun event, and they would love for you to join this year. This is taking place Saturday, October 18th, with the registration beginning at 9 a.m. and the walk beginning at 10. You can register same day, but they can only promise t-shirts to those who registered by September 29th, so they encourage you to register early. This is a non-competitive 2-mile walk to raise funds for the homeless animals of Price County. Friendly, must be dog and people friendly, leash dogs are allowed but not required to join the walk. Following the walk, there will be a grilled lunch, awesome raffles, and fun meeting all the dogs and people. Everyone who joins will receive a swag bag full of dog goodies. To register, you can either find the link on Catkins Animal Rescue Inc.'s Facebook page, and you can also email catkinsmanager25@yahoo.com. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, October 18th. However, registration is already open, and they can only promise t-shirts to those who register by September 29th over at the Phillips Municipal Building. Wisconsin Republicans are working on education bills that would encourage school districts to consolidate established statewide standards on student discipline and overhaul math instruction. Savannah Tomey-Olson reports.
These bills aren't even drafted yet, so there weren't a ton of details available at a press conference this week. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to combine. There are more than 400 of them across Wisconsin, and record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes just to keep the district afloat. Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie.
Consolidation has long-term positive effects on both students and taxpayers. So we need to stop the cycle of never-ending referendums. Now, Democrats might argue that the solution is simply to throw more money at the problem, but it does not solve the issue that there are just less kids being born today than there were 20 years ago.
School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem. It's the formula itself and a lack of funding from lawmakers. State school aid has not kept up with inflation for more than a decade. Republicans' plans also include revamping the math curriculum and what they're calling a teacher's bill of rights, which they say would standardize discipline for students. They also want Wisconsin to opt in to a federal school choice program passed as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer criticized Republicans' plans, saying, quote, Republicans' K-12 education plans won't address the challenges facing working families or give our kids the opportunities they deserve. We shouldn't be talking about consolidating districts. We should be investing in our local schools, end quote. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers play the Washington Commanders tonight. Green Bay 3-point favorites to win. Jordan Love asks if he likes playing in night games.
I like playing in whatever game. You know, no matter what game it is, I'm ready. Obviously, we don't get to pick and choose which games are prime time, things like that. But, man, every game is an opportunity to go out there and win the game. So it doesn't matter when it is, what time, where we're playing at. You know, I'm ready for each game.
Baseball, the Brewers headed home. They open a series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the St. Louis Cardinals after being swept by the Rangers. Final score yesterday, 6-3. Pat Murphy.
Still proud of our guys. I love our guys. It's not lack of effort, guys. It's not letting down. It's maybe the opposite. We're exhausted. We're beat up. We're injured. And things did not go our way this week. You guys saw it. You know, that has to happen sometimes in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sometimes we are better off as moviegoers when there are no huge blockbusters being released. True movie fans can take advantage of the variety that becomes available in theaters post-summer, and such is the case this weekend. This week's openers are headlined by Downton Abbey, the grand finale. The Crowley family finds themselves at the center of a public scandal as they move into the 1930s. I never really watched the show, so I don't have much of an opinion, but the film has a built-in fan base and a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for something that is the exact opposite, check out The Long Walk, a thriller based on Stephen King's first novel. The film tells the story of a group of teenage boys taking part in a contest where they must maintain a certain walking speed or they get shot. Not for those seeking whimsy, but it is pulling a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, The Wait Is Over is the sequel to Spinal Tap. Spinal Tap 2 hits the big screen. No reviews are in, but none needed. Let's go to the movies. If you're a fan of horror flicks but not the theater, there is a creepy new hit film you can now stream from your couch. Weapons has just dropped on various streaming platforms. The film was a hit in theaters, raking in over $143 million in just 5 weeks. The story is set into motion when a group of children run out of their house all at the same time in the middle of the night and disappear. The Zach Kreger's film that stars Amy Madigan, Josh Brolin, and Julia Garner received a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Leonardo DiCaprio says he will slow down a bit when it comes to acting roles. The Titanic star told People, example, he will be more picky when it comes to the roles he takes. His new film, One Battle After Another, is directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, who also directed one of Leo's faves, Boogie Nights. DiCaprio says he couldn't do Boogie Nights because he was shooting Titanic at the time and doesn't regret the decision, but if he could go back in time, he would do both Oscar-nominated films. One Battle After Another hits the big screen September 26th. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star and founder of the soft swinging group on TikTok called Mom Talk will be the new bachelorette. Taylor Frankie Paul will have her pick of men on national television. But be careful, attention-seeking hot guys, because she is no stranger to scandal. Paul, the mother of two, confessed that she and other couples in the community were soft swingers, meaning she and her husband regularly made out with other couples. Once you get a look at Taylor Frankie Paul, you'll realize why all the other husbands wanted a French kisser. In addition to two hot first names, she has perfect eyebrows. According to the New York Post, the soft swinging resulted in a pregnancy for Paul by another husband. That must have been some kiss. Beware though, bachelor, she was also charged with a third-degree felony for throwing something at her first husband that accidentally hit her child. Don't worry, the charges were dismissed, paving the way for Paul to choose another potential baby daddy on national TV. I think I'm in love. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of dense fog through mid-morning, then expect partly sunny skies to develop, a beautiful September day with a high of 71. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows near 50 degrees. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, another great day with a high of 75. Right now, 53 degrees.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.